Yeah, what follows is the third of the pre-recorded holiday shiurim for the 11th of August 2022. Yeah, just to start off with a short story which I saw that happened in Eretz Yisrael in Bnei Brak, of a young photographer who was just starting business in the field, and a new photographer, many for Simchas, and his name was, let's say, Reuven, and he said, he's asked people to spread his name that he is now in the profession, and he's trying to get business to get chasna simchas. He approached the person and he said, you know, why don't you spread my name? I'm doing simchas, etc. And he said, sure, I'll try to help you. And indeed, a few days later, he found somebody. He said, you know, I know you're making a chasna. I just want to tell you that Uven is taking jobs. He is jobs for simchas, and you know, why don't you think about perhaps employing him, commissioning him for your chasna? And he said, I'll find out and go back to him. And he said, no, actually, I'm really not interested. I heard that he's really not good. He said, what do you mean? He said, no, that's what I heard. He said, yeah, look, I just know by a certain chasna, I just saw him coming extremely, extremely late, you know, well into the dinner. You know, there was no pictures at all for the chuppah, etc. He came well into the dinner, in a puff, completely unprepared. And he had came hours late, and I just don't want to, you know, it's not for me. I'm not going to do any of that. I'm not interested in taking him. So this person was a friend to Uven. He said, you know, I better try to investigate. I'm going to ask her. It's very strange. Why would he come so late? Miss the chuppah, come disorganized. It's really not a great way to start a business. He went up to Uven and said, listen, I just I'm happy to help you. I'm trying to spread your positive, I'm trying to spread your word and all that. But that's what I've been hearing, that you come late, you're disorganized. You know, can you just tell me a little bit about it? And Reuven said, this is what happened. There was a certain Baal Simcha that was making a chasna. And last minute, his photographer who had asked to come, let him down last minute. And in a complete fluster, he was calling and asking around people, please, can anybody take, you know, he was let down last minute. Can anybody help? And he was calling hundreds of tons of photographers, loads one after the other, and nobody was able to come on the spot and do the job. You know, it's a lot of preparation. You need to get ready. You need to be organized. You can't just, nobody's prepared to do it until he got hold of this Uven. And this Uven was indeed prepared to just come last minute and help him out just as a favor. There wasn't much in it for him, but just as a favor to help him out. And he came indeed much too late, because that's, you know, the earliest time he could come, and that's when he'd been asked to come, and you know, to come ASAP, and that's what he did. And he started taking pictures. Then he may have looked disorganized, and he may have looked being very late, but really he was the one who was really trying to help out. And on the contrary, he was really, really going out of his way to help the Baal Simcha. So this, of course, shows us the importance of being done kaf schos and not judging somebody just by seeing something which is not really the actual reality. So I find that a very fascinating story. Gentlemen, Simon Tov, Reish Lamed Aleph, the halachas of Sukkah, Shechamosu, Meruba, Metziloso, V'yesed Dine Aschach. That's page 1 and 8 in the Dear Shul editions of the Mishnah Berura. Sukkah, Shechamosu, Betzilzo, Shovin, Velemala. What happens? We know there's a rule that the sukkah needs to be primarily tzel, in other words, primarily shade. It needs to be a shaded area. A sukkah comes from the word schach. It needs to cover and shade the inside of the sukkah. What happens if it's equal? So sukkah shechamosu v'tziltzo shovin melemalot, on top, when you look at the schach, you've got 50% chamo, 50% tzel. 50% is exactly shade, and 50% is exactly sunlight coming in. If you look like birds, if you're looking from the top. So psula is postul, why so? Because the nature of things, I don't know what the scientific explanation is, but sunlight spreads. So when you look on the floor, what you're going to see is, because what you're going to see on the floor is inevitably going to be, you have more sunlight than shade. And that invalidates the sukkah. So despite the fact that on the schach, when you look at bird's view, you're going to see 50-50, but when you look on the ground, you're going to see that the sunlight spreads, and the majority of the floor is going to be chamso merov metziloso, which is possible. Avalim chamoso metziloso shavim elemato, share. But if you have a scenario that on the floor you've got 50-50, 50 tzel shade and 50 chamo sun, exactly equal proportions and dimensions, then the sukkah is going to be kosher. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Na'ala, Vilemato chamoso merov metziloso, says the Mishnah Berurah, ozi yispatel amiut keneged harov. The reason why you've got to have 50% or more of shade is because of bittul. It becomes nullified. The sun area becomes nullified. You need to have mainly shade, and the minority of sunlight becomes bottle. Yeah, so that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Mishnah Berurah says it's about bittul. Sie weiß, im beruf mi meno zil zum rubo mich schnei maschun und wenn mir meno chamos zum rubo maschu, what happens if you've got the majority is zil zum rubo, a little bit more, and the minority you've got chamos zum rubo maschu. So beinig shi nitztarev yachad hachamo ve'atzil shel kol ha'sukha yi zil zum rubo mechamos zum maschu kshero. If you look at the whole sukha together, you're gonna have a sukha which is tzaltzum rubem mechamoso. If you look at the whole sukkah together, at the entire sukkah, the entire schach, you're going to have tzaltzum rubem mechamoso, which is good, which is good. But you have within the area, within the sukkah, you're going to have areas which, on the contrary, you've got more sunshine, more chamoso. But if you're counting all of it together, you're still going to have tzaltzum rubem mechamoso, then the sukkah is kshir, despite the fact that you're going to have spots within it which have much more sunlight. Nevertheless, you look at the entire schach surface, and it's therefore going to be kosher. V'yesh machmirin in masukah gdoila. The Moshe says about a stringent opinion in this matter, that if the sukkah is very large, more than 7 on 7, v'yesh mokum shiva al shiva shchamosu merubo, and you have within that extremely large sukkah, you have areas of 7 on 7, which there's much more, if there's areas of 7 of 7, which has got much more sunlight coming in, but there, even if the entire sukkah is tzilzum ruba, nevertheless it's going to be invalid, it's going to be a posel sukkah. Again, if you've got an extremely large sukkah, imagine extremely large sukkah, you know, by the Rebbes, by the Chassidim, you've got sometimes extremely large sukkahs, and in that extremely large sukkah, imagine there's a whole 7 on 7, 7 tfachim on 7 tfachim. So say 3 or 4 square meters where there is the minority is tzeil and the majority is sunlight, which is a problem, then the whole sukkah is going to be invalid. Why? Because 7 on 7 is a shear of a sukkah in its own right. And therefore that will invalidate the sukkah because you've got 7 on 7, which is a psul. So you don't look at, in this case, in such a scenario, you don't combine and includes the entire schach area. But, as mentioned earlier, on a regular sukkah, you just look at the total. At the entire area. And if you've got 51% of shade, then the sukkah is kosher. Siv dal, siv gimel. Derech asichuch liu is kal, kidei shiur memenu akechov magdoilum. The idea of a sukkah is that you should still be able to see the large stars. So don't cover it with such intensity that you cannot see the stars. There is an inyan to see the stars. Ha'isum uvo kamin ba'is. But if it's so well densely covered that it looks like a house, but if it's so thickly covered that you can't see the stars, but it looks like a house, then it's kosher. So as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Seif Cotton Hay as follows, the ones which are even visible by day, before she gets the chama. So we're looking at it's very large stars. They are the ones that should be visible. Small ones, of course, not. However, according to the Achronim, you should be able to see even smaller stars. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch talks about large stars, but according to the Achronim, you should be able to see the night stars from the sukkah as well. While sitting in the sukkah, you should be able to see some stars. The Maril says, The Maril says, on the contrary, it should be covering the sukkah very, very thickly and densely. Even if you cannot see any stars, whether you're by day or by night, you don't see any stars. But you should still have some gaps and areas which are not completely covered up. So he says that, don't worry about stars, just do ensure there's some gaps. I'm besefer bikurin Yaakov the milk kvasidra hipset. Bikurin says if you are leaning, that's fine. Either way, you're fine. Ubifat hechashesh lo choshim yase aschach tachyose yinashik aruch yose toich aschach v'itzdarich beruch v'itzdanen beruch v'itzdan beruch v'tzin. He says, very practically speaking, says bikurin Yaakov, that make it that it's comfortable inside it. If all the heat gets lost because you're making it too open, because you want to see the stars, that's not good. He says, make it that it's somehow insulated, and the roof, the heat doesn't emerge, doesn't exit and escape. So you should make it somehow insulated, even if you cannot see the stars. That's the approach of the Bikur Yaakov. He makes an additional point. You don't have to see from everywhere the stars. If you see one particular spot, you can see the stars from there. That's perfectly acceptable. So what the Mishtabur does remind us of here is also of a concept which I mentioned earlier, that if it's so thick that the rain cannot penetrate into the sukkah, that is a problem. That would be a problem. So whilst it's good to have it nice and cozy inside it, and whilst it's good to have it that somehow insulated, but if it's so thick, the schach is so thick that the rain doesn't come in at all, that would actually invalidate the schach and the sukkah. And finally, for tonight, very quickly, if you've got the schach which goes up and down, so it's not equally level and even, but some sticks are going up and some are going down, so that does invalidate, that's perfectly kosher. But you should ensure that you don't have three tefachim difference between the highest and the lowest. Schach, that should all be within three tefachim. If it's going more than one tefach, aval b'shul, gevoyim b'shloshet tefachim roin, oisik liyoret lemato v'nok b'sfas ha-yoret, v'hu shem chuvin k'neged sfas ha-yoret. Tenu sheyesh b'avir sheben ha-tachtoin, tefach sheroi l'yoret ha-elyen, v'oz k'sherot, afilu chamos ha-mrubo, sheyatzel m'rubo k'shachama b'em z'rakiya. Okay, to summarize what we learned in Simon Tov Resh Lamed Aleph, we spoke about that the sukkah needs to be chamos ha-mrubo, and we look at the floor area, not from bird's view from the top. You need to have 51% at least. We also learned that we count the entire area together, and it doesn't matter if one particular area is chamsum ruba. We said that if you've got an entire area of 707, which is chamsum ruba, then you have a problem. We spoke about the thickness of the ischach, and ideally you should be able to see the stars, but do ensure that it's nicely insulated. We spoke about the fact that you don't need to see the stars from everywhere, just from a particular place. We also spoke about the fact that you have to ensure that the rain would be able to penetrate after some time. It doesn't have to be immediate, by the way, but after some time the rain should be able to penetrate into the sukkah. If it's too thick, then that would be a problem. We also spoke about the fact that schach meduvlol, if it goes up and down within three tefachim, that's okay.